wet weather greeted the Eagles on Tuesday at the NovaCare Complex, but no matter. There's a game ahead, and the Eagles have their focus on the Carolina Panthers. Nick Foles, the starting quarterback, and the defense has a chore to tackle. We welcome you to Inside Training Camp on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Welcome in. Dave Spadaro here at the NovaCare Complex as Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We're just 2 days away from preseason game number two, and the Eagles had their practice today, a light one, a walkthrough for Chip Kelly and his football team, going over a little bit of the game plan as they prepare for Cam Newton and a versatile Carolina Panthers offensive attack and a defense that we pretty much are familiar with. It's the Sean McDermott attack. It's going to have a lot of zone blitzes and a lot of, well, if he plays a scheme, a lot of pressure based in the Sean McDermott defense. We're going to hear from Chip Kelly in just a bit. We have a visit from Bradley Fletcher, Eagles cornerback, as well as the Eagles start the day off in an absolute torrential downpour when everybody got here at about 8 o'clock in the morning. Gradually has cleared up and is a warm, sunny day in South Philadelphia. The weather forecast for Thursday night at Lincoln Financial Field, absolutely beautiful. So make sure you're with us there. We have full coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And of course, please tune in on 6ABC in Philadelphia. 7:30 is the kickoff, the Eagles and the Panthers. Let's get you caught up on the headlines here. Eagles making a roster move, as you know, late yesterday. Bo Wolf has all the details.
Thanks, Dave, and let's get to your inside training camp headlines on a day when the Eagles went through a light practice here at the NovaCare Complex outside on the practice field, and they were joined by the fourth overall pick, rookie Lane Johnson, who was so impressive in the preseason opener against the New England Patriots. He became a father for the very first time a few days ago. He is back with the team. He will play on Thursday night, but he will not be joined at left tackle by Jason Peters, who is not quite ready to play yet. He should be ready, no question about it, for week one, and he might play in the third preseason game. Chip Kelly said Jason Peters is very close, but two guys are returning from injury to play Thursday night, running back LeSean McCoy and cornerback Kerry Williams. They will play their first game of the preseason, and of course, under center, getting the start is Nick Foles, his turn in the rotation to play quarterback with the starters, and Chip Kelly said the starters will play into the second quarter, perhaps as much as the entire first half. Coming up later on the show, Bradley Fletcher joins us in studio. And, of course, coverage starts Thursday night, the Eagles against the Panthers at Lincoln Financial Field, 7:30 p.m. on 6ABC. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you very much, Bo. And, yeah, it's time to ramp things up just a little bit in this preseason. The starters getting more time on Thursday night. So it is a game that you must watch. Chip Kelly will speak about Jeff Mail. Now, the deal with Mail, former Oregon Ducks star, recruited as a defensive back, moved to wide receiver, comes in because the Eagles like him, number one. They like his versatility. And also, they're just a little thin at that position, which has actually provided them a chance to move Clay Harbor to get some reps at the wide receiver position. So, Mail did not practice today. The reason the trade is not yet completely official, Nate Mankin, who was traded to the Texans, has to pass his physical as Mail did when he came to Philadelphia. When we return on this jam-packed show, including something the Eagles did in the community today that really will make a difference for a lot of kids in North Philadelphia. Well, before we get to that, we're going to get to the football field, the post-practice scene. When we return, Chip Kelly meets the media. It's time to talk about rotation against the Carolina Panthers in preseason game number two.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News & World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues.
Here we are, me and you, on the road, and we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Hey Eagles fans, this is Brian Dawkins, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
There's a sight, a sound, a taste to this town.
Hot Italian bread ready for dinner.
Over 500 varieties of produce, fresh every day.
Custom cut just for you.
Acme, everything from local produce to Lancaster beef from family-owned farms to breads baked all day.
Salty or sweet?
My neighborhood. My Acme.
I don't know. It's like one of my fingers is really funny.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here at the NovaCare Complex. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Time to hear from the head coach, Chip Kelly, speaking to the media after practice today. The target, the Carolina Panthers.
You said you had Matt Barkley in there with the insult here towards the end. Anything to read into that?
Yeah, he's going to be named our starting quarterback when we play the Washington Redskins. Just trying to get reps in a walkthrough period. So we didn't do it what you want, or we didn't do it.
Have you done that before?
What's that?
Getting Matt reps
in a walkthrough period? Yeah.
Ones.
With the ones, yeah. Okay. All our guys get reps in walkthrough. So I think G.J. Kenny took some reps today.
Starting quarterback on September 9th?
Second starting quarterback. So we're just trying to get some reps, 15-minute period. So what can we do? Just rolling those guys through. So.
Was this always a plan for today?
Yeah, our schedule's been mapped out forever. So, you know, last week we went 2 full days with the Patriots, you know, and then actually another practice, even though we were in helmets. We were in full pads 2 days before the game. So, you know, our schedule was the same that today, that we were going to take a little bit off in terms of where they are, and then we'll come back tomorrow as the day before the game and then play. So, because it was a shorter week, so.
Will Nick and Michael both get more work than they did in the first preseason?
Yeah, but we're trying to get our ones more work through the first and second quarter now. So, you know, we'll see how that plays itself out. So, does that mean it's going to be by series or whatever? It depends on how many snaps and how long the series are. So, but all those guys, whether it's Nick or Matt or any of our ones, you know, they really got one drive, two drive, some of those guys. So, and they're in the 10 to 12 range. We want to get that extended as we get into our second preseason game. So, you know, hopefully we can get those guys in through the second quarter. Just depends on how it plays itself out. If we get a lot of reps in the first quarter, it's more by the number of snaps. But if in the ideal world, you'd like to get them in the first and second quarter and not see those guys at all in the second half. But it really, again, depends on how it plays itself out.
Jason Peters, do you think any shot of him playing?
I don't have the exact on him. I know he's very close. You know, we'll make sure he's been running around doing a lot of things. I don't think going through today, I would say probably not, but, you know, we'll see how he is. You know, some of those other guys, LeSean will go, Kerry will go, barring anything happening the next day or so.
How long is Barkley
going to
go?
It depends again. You know, you could see him in the second or the third. We also want to get G.J. and Dennis some reps, so hopefully we can get all five in again, although G.J. only got three snaps, I think. So.
Chip, is there certain players that you want to see either more from what they do or more in the game that you know going in? Players.
I would think that would say for everybody. You know, we only had, you know, some of our ones only played 9-10 snaps the other night. So as we get going, part of this is they gotta learn to play a little bit longer. You know what I mean? And they gotta start to extend them a little bit as we get here. So we're hoping we get more out of all of our guys. You know, I don't think you're not gonna see our ones in the third quarter, but they're gonna get more reps than they got last week. So
what do you want to see different in this game than the first game? What do you hope?
You just hope there's improvement overall at everything. You know, I don't think there's any position where you can say, hey, they were really good. You know, they're good, let's go. I think from a, you know, you want to go from game one to game two and just what type of improvements, what type of understanding do they have now? I think for some of the young guys, you know, the surprise and the newness is hopefully will wear off, you know, when they're a little bit more in tune to the game. There were some wide-eyed guys, and understandably so, in that first game against the Patriots. But, you know, defensively, you know, are we better in terms of our gaps? In terms of our pursuit to the football, getting everybody to the ball and rallying to making sure we stop those those long runs and those long plays that they had. Offensively, I thought we did a good job on ball security, although we did lose one fumble, you know, and one fumble's one too many. So, you know, we got to do a little bit better job. Sometimes it's a lot of times it's different things. You know, the fumble was a protection mishap more than it was ball security, but we still got to make sure that there's 11 guys that contribute to us losing the football on the offensive side. So we got to do a little bit better job on that. There were some administrative penalties we need to clean up. You know, obviously those are the things that, you know, happened before the snap, and those are things that we can clean up. If we can clean that part up, you know, it would be better for us in the long run. But everybody has to improve, you know, as a group for us to move forward. So.
Chip, in a case like defensively,
what do you like about Jeff Mail that you've seen, and how can he help you move forward?
You know, obviously we're down losing three receivers, so you got a guy who's I know him very well. You know, I coached Jeff for 4 years, 2 years as a coordinator, 2 years as a head coach. He catches the ball very well. He's extremely tough. I think he'll be able to add value to us, not only as a receiver, but as a special teams player. You know, I think that's one of the things that Jeff came to Oregon as a safety, and we moved him because of injuries to receiver, but he's got kind of a defensive back mentality. You know, he's had games, you know, where he's caught a 70-yard touchdown pass and then made on the next play on the kickoff made the tackle on the 10-yard line. So I think that versatility, the ability to help on teams, the ability to play both inside receiver and outside receiver, he's got some physicality to him, and he's got really good hands. So hopefully we can get him, you know, up to speed pretty quickly. It's the terminology is slightly different, so it's just trying to bridge that gap. This is what we called it at Oregon, or it's a similar concept. This is what we're calling it here. So
you're gathering quite a nest of ducks.
I like that. You've been working on that one. I don't know that yet. You know, one of the things, he couldn't participate today. I think Nate's still going through his physical, so both of those guys have to pass in order for the trade to be finalized. So we're still waiting on that. That's why he didn't participate in anything today.
In the case of defensive end, where you're trying to get Cedric as many first-team reps and give him the chance to win a job, but you also have Vinny and Benny competing there, do you need to see Benny against first-team in a preseason game to deem him a starter?
Yeah, I would correct you. We're not trying to get Ced to be the starter. We're just making sure our guys get reps and letting the evaluation play out on the field. So I don't think there's anybody that we're saying, hey, we need to get this guy in so that he can win the job. Is that, you know, it's a matter of, you know, we've played one game so far. So, you know, we're gonna continue to look at those guys just like we look at them every day in practice and then make a determination on who's the best. But I think a lot of times with the D-line, because of how this game is played, we're gonna be. You know, playing all six, you know, if we keep six on the active roster. So it's not like he's the starter and he's going to play, and the only time the backup gets in the game is when, you know, somebody gets hurt. I think in that position particularly, you'll see that a lot more in the NFL. People are starting to rotate some defensive linemen to keep them fresh just because it's such a tough position to play. So I know that's kind of our thought process going in. So I think you'll see all those guys again kind of rolling through.
Do you know if you'll start Ced Thursday night?
We haven't finalized any of that, but you'll see all those guys in the first half.
Did Vinny surprise you in that first game, or had you seen him play?
No, I think Vinny, you know, I think everybody knows when Vinny got drafted here, he's a very, very good pass rusher, you know, so it's a matter of now seeing him do the other things. But we know Vinny can pass rush, you know, and I think that's, you know, he showed that the other night, you know, and that's part of the evaluation. But you also have to be able to, you know, for all those guys, what are they like in the run game? You know, what are they like in all situations? So
was he playing two gap?
Spencer Cox is a better two gap guy or one gap?
I don't think you can put one or the other because they have to do both. So, you know, and it's not like you can take them out because you're going to switch defenses every play. When we two gap, we put this guy in. When we one gap, we put that guy in. So, you know, I think you're giving up too much. It's like saying, you know, he's a good two deep corner, but he's not a good three deep corner. So when we play two deep, put him in the game. When we play three deep, put him in the game. So, you know, you don't have that luxury in terms of how our defensive system is or any defensive system. I know as an offensive coach, I would love to know when that guy's in the game, it's two gap defense. When that guy's in the game, it's one gap defense. So they got to be able to play both.
Right now. If you're better at one, do you, especially a guy like that, do you cater your defense more
to one guy? No, we don't cater our defense to one guy because there's 10 other guys you got to worry about. So, you know, there's a lot of different things when you go through everything. You know, we're going to try to play to the overall team strength. And, you know, what are we best at? So,
other than being light at wide receiver, what went into the decision to give Clay some snaps at wide receiver?
Really, just because we were light out there and we felt he was the one tight end, you know, with probably the speed and the athletic ability to move all the way outside. All of our tight ends know how to play inside receiver, and you see those guys flexed a lot, you know, but they're the number two or number three receiver. They're closer to the ball. They've never been the widest receiver split out by themselves. But I think Zach Ertz could do the same thing, but we don't want to put it all on Zach's plate right now. He's still learning how to be, you know, a tight, the Y tight end, the H move tight end, and some of those things. So I think Zach has that ability also. But we felt, you know, the easiest transition right now was just to take Clay for a couple of days now and train him out there. And when you do, I think you just add to his versatility. So.
What did you say to Jake like, not so far?
I think Jake's had a really, really good camp. And, you know, he's got an instinct and a nose for the football. He just kind of seems to be around it a lot. You know, and there are some intuitive things that Jake brings out that, you know, sometimes it takes a long time to coach that into somebody. He came here with that. So I know as a staff we were really pleased with his performance against the Patriots, and we'll see hopefully if he can build upon that. So.
If you look at style of play, Cam Newton's a lot different than Tom Brady. What can you learn about your defense this week that made you either didn't last week or that's unique to Cam?
You know, we've played against Cam before. He's a unique quality, throws the ball extremely well. You know, he's not just a runner, but I think he also presents a lot of different problems that most running quarterbacks do just because of his size. You know, he's really built like an NBA power forward. So, you know, and it's probably kind of what we did face last week, though, if you really look at it, because we faced Tom Brady in the first half, but then you faced Tim Tebow in the second half. You know, so they were running some zone read with Tim. You know, so we kind of saw it a little bit. I don't know if Carolina's featuring it as much now. You know, they got a new offensive coordinator in there. But it does possess a little bit different threat than Tom back there. So, you know, a quarterback that can beat you with his feet kind of makes your rush lanes and some of the assignment things in terms of rushing the quarterback a little bit different. So,
what did you make in the first game of Nate Allen and of the safety position in
general? You know, I think all those guys are getting familiar with how Billy calls things and what we're teaching and whatnot. And I think overall as a group, they're coming along, but I think every single one of them will tell you that they need to improve in terms of how they played last week. And, you know, I think understanding, recognizing, being a little bit quicker in their diagnosing of what the plays are and then coming up and be able to understand where they fit, you know, and kind of some of the schemes of what we're doing. But they're asked to do some things different than they were in the last defense they played. So there's a transition that's going on there.
Jim, do you plan at all for Carolina, or do you work on basically what you feel you need to work on for tonight?
Same thing. You know, I mean, they're obviously present a different defense than the Patriots play, and at times a different offense than what the Patriots played. So we're preparing. You know, we didn't spend the entire week on Carolina, but, you know, today was a big learning day for us. One of the reasons we were separate was so that we could really spend some time on their looks. So I think over the course of the week, you know, really maybe Sunday was more corrections in terms of from the game on Friday and us just kind of still in camp mode. But as the week got a little bit closer, we started to really concentrate on Carolina. So
you gave Lane a couple of days off after having the baby. How do you kind of
You know, I think it was really important for him to be there, and I think, as you know, where it fell in the season, and for a guy like him that's been here every single day since we drafted him, you know, his attention to detail, how hard he works and all that, it was, you know, absolutely no question. But there's certain things that I think come up in everybody's life that, you know, kind of supersede what we're doing out here. And so he didn't seem to miss a beat when he jumped right back in. He was here last night, you know, for the walkthrough, and feel real confident that he'll be able to play. I thought he played, you know, for his first game, you know, even though it would be a preseason game, you know, I know all of us thought he played pretty good for his first preseason game. So hopefully he can improve upon what he did last week. But
Kelce excelled as a center in a scheme, blocking scheme with Howard that was really catered to his type of size and athleticism. And I'm wondering how he's doing in this newer scheme, a little bit more.
I would think what we do is helps him. You know, I think there's a lot of double teams. You know, there's a lot of things. I would think what we do caters to Jason's strength also. I think he's extremely quick. He can get on three techniques pretty fast. He does a great job of, because he's such a smart player, of reading double teams and who's coming off on the linebacker. So I think what we do, in a lot of what we do, you know, they ran a lot of zone plays here last year. So I don't think it's drastically different from a run game standpoint than what they were doing last year.
Some of the techniques
two more guys.
They all of them were unconventional and different as far as, you know, especially the way they ref vertically or not, so they were spun around and just a different technique.
Yeah, I don't know what was taught because I wasn't here, but I think when you watch the tape, they were, you know, they ran power, we run power, they ran the zone scheme, both inside and outside zone, so there's a lot of similarities from the play selection, how it was actually taught individually between Coach Mudd and Coach Stoutland. You know, I can't speak to that because I never saw Howard coach. So.
What have you seen from Jason in terms of setting the protection and getting everyone set up before the snap?
He's, you know, really the leader of those guys up front. You know, I think our old line calls start with him You know, when it's between him and the quarterback and making sure the protection set the right way. But he's got a great football mind. I think he's one of those guys you can say, you know, if when he's done playing, would be a great coach, because I think his attention to detail, how much film he watched, how much he studies the game. So I think he's done a great job from so far. So.
When we return inside training camp, we take a look at what else? The quarterback position. Let's go inside the huddle with Nick Foles, who gets the start on Thursday. Michael Vick, who should play a lot against the Panthers as well. And rookie Matt Barkley. You heard Coach Kelly talk about the quarterback rotation, hoping once again that all five quarterbacks get time against the Panthers. We return on inside training camp in just a moment.
The ACL is one of four major ligaments around the knee. It stabilizes the knee during cutting, pivoting, and jumping activities. Most often, ACL tears are non-contact injuries and occur when quickly changing directions or landing from a jump. Usually, ACL reconstruction is required to allow the athlete to return to their previous level of competition. If you sustained a knee injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Right goes Vic. He dumps it off to McCoy, makes a man miss, comes to the 10, the 5, touchdown! McCoy.
Hi, I'm LeSean McCoy, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you inside training camp presented by Xfinity. Of course, the quarterbacks still in a jumble. The competition wide open. Will it be Michael Vick? Will it be Nick Foles? Is there any way that Matt Barkley can sneak in there and win a job? Well, we'll see about that. We do think that all three quarterbacks will see a substantial amount of time on Thursday, and perhaps all five quarterbacks playing. We take a look at the quarterback competition in the huddle. First game against the Patriots, pretty good numbers across the board. Michael Vick, of course, that gorgeous 47-yard touchdown pass to DeSean Jackson. Nick Foles in his second drive, very efficient with a no huddle, leading the Eagles on a touchdown drive. And Matt Barkley also leads the Eagles to a touchdown, a touchdown pass to Greg Salas. Started slowly, got it going. Three quarterbacks, three good performances. Let's go to each one of them individually, starting from right to left. Matt Barkley, fourth round draft pick from the University of Southern California, somebody who the Eagles very high on in the draft. He was there in round four. The Eagles moved up in the fourth round in April, grabbed him, and they're glad they did. Matt Barkley talks about where he is after game one.
One out there for yourself.
I thought it started a little slow and then finished on a great note. And I think it was great to get in that rhythm of no huddle. And I mean, that's how we've been practicing every day. And so that's the rhythm I've gotten into. Used to playing in, and so when Chip kind of got into that tempo package, I feel like I did feel much more in sync with what was going on, and my feet felt right, my arm felt right, and it's kind of when we picked up the tempo.
Tell you you're becoming a Chip Kelly quarterback, that you feel more comfortable going in?
That's it may. I mean, I think it just says that, you know, I've learned to play the way that he's been coaching us and the way that we've been practicing. It's worked in, you know, the way we've been training. And so it kind of threw me off a little bit when we were huddling and stuff. I mean, that's not an excuse to, you know, some of the throws I made, but I did feel much more in the rhythm, I think, when we got going.
Do you think he's catching you guys that way, like just throwing us maybe – doing little things?
No, I don't think that's what it was. I think, you know, he was just trying to start slow and just kind of slow, but then he got excited and went up tempo, and we all felt better for it.
Matt, being in the game again, what was that like? I mean, actually being in a game again?
It was exciting. It felt comfortable. It felt normal. It just felt like it was a thing to be doing on Friday night. And The stadium was great. I thought it was a great environment.
And the tempo, from a quarterback standpoint, that makes you feel more comfortable? I mean, I was just talking to Lane. He says, man, when I was out there, we started moving the tempo. I mean, I was getting winded. But he said, I could see the defense getting winded.
Yeah, some of the players on offense may feel a little fatigued, but you only know that the defense feels more fatigued because they're not used to that. And so I think it just puts the defense on their heels and makes their defenses much simpler and to where you can attack them in different spaces.
More good to come from Matt Barkley this week against Carolina. Nick Foles gets the start after backing up Michael Vick on Friday night. On Thursday, Foles goes under center first, and it is a challenge that he is certainly looking forward to.
When you look back at last week, what did you see? What are you concentrating on working on? What do you want to improve off that?
I think just, the second drive we went down and scored, so I mean that's really what we want to model everything after. I think that just looking at that, that's the way the tempo. We can probably, that's what we want to do. So I think just seeing that.
What about the first drive? What do you have to do? What do you have to do differently on something that play? You got to look at it. First drive in order not to have that happen.
I mean, football is a game where things happen. I think the most important thing is when you face those turnovers or things in a game where you go three and out or anything, you just have to come back with the next drive and have a short memory and to not turn it over. I was, obviously trying to get the ball out, throw it away, and something didn't happen. And, in that situation, I either, you either take the sack or you throw it away. So. I knew what to do in the situation, and it didn't work out that way, but I was ready to come out the next series.
Is there anything specifically you're working on? I mean, you look good.
I think just every day you're really just working on the, I've always said footwork and just the attention, the detail, staying on rhythm with the plays. Don't really try to hold on to a route too long. If it's not open, go on to the next route, go through your read progression, because sometimes you stick on one route and then the other route's closed, so you miss them. So I think just really being good at that.
The third quarterback in our mix is Michael Vick, of course, and he's a very confident veteran who seems to have adjusted so well and so quickly to what Chip Kelly wants to do with his offense. Vick backs up Foles this week. Not that it matters. He knows he is going to get some good time on the field and needs to produce to win the job.
How are things different for you this week than they were last week?
Things are pretty much the same. Come out with the same concept, trying to get better each and every day. Not take any snaps for granted. Put your best foot forward each and every day and treat every snap like it's your last. That's my mentality.
How much will this game make or break either of you?
I think we just have to go out there and play, try to perform. It's not about, worrying about, what your placement is going to be after this game. I think if you try to, do that, then things are not, not going to flow for you. You got to let it happen naturally, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It's all in God's plan.
Mike, are you expecting a faster pace when you're in there this week? When you were in there on Friday, the tempo was slower than it was later on, and it seemed by design that way.
Yeah, we slowed it down a little bit, but it's good to have the ability to do that whenever you need to at your discretion. But who knows? We don't know what the game plan is or what coach is going to want. When you say tempo it up, we tempo it up. Slow it down, we slow it down.
When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, Bo Wolf talks about the immediate impact of this rookie class from the draft class alone. Lane Johnson, a starter. Zach Ertz, major time. Benny Logan running with the ones along the defensive line this week in practice and fifth-round draft pick. Earl Wolf stepping into the starting role in the practice scenario anyway at the safety spot. So Eagles getting some production early, as they hope they would from this rookie class. Bo Wolf takes a look at that. On the other side, stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Ronnie, folks who save hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico sure are happy.
And how happy are they, Jimmy?
Happier than Christopher Columbus with speedboats.
That's happy.
Get happy. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars.
Smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insight, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the leading provider of orthopedic care in the region.
What's up, Eagle fans? This is Ricky Waters, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Good notes. That's where you use that sideline, okay?
With 3 weeks of training camp in the books, it's time to take a look at the Eagles' 2013 rookie class. 22 rookies are currently on this Eagles roster, a number that's probably going to be cut about in half come the regular season. So who's impressed and who needs to make a move? Let's go down the list, starting with the fourth overall pick, Lane Johnson. Johnson has worked with the first team offense exclusively since the beginning of training camp, primarily as the right tackle. The brand new father has impressed with his ability to pick up the offense, and he's earned praise from head coach Chip Kelly for his performance in the preseason opener against the New England Patriots. Kelly said of Johnson, "He may have been our most consistent offensive lineman. He really didn't stick out like a rookie in a good way." Johnson is certainly expected to start the season as the right tackle and projects as a big part of the Eagles' future on offense. And if they stay healthy, the offensive line may be the strength of this Eagles football team. Not to be outdone, second-round pick Zach Ertz has worked with the first-team offense as well, despite missing most of the spring because of Stanford's late graduation date. Ertz will be split out wide in two and three tight end formations and is probably the best receiver of the top three tight ends on the roster. He could end up being a big part of the passing game as soon as his rookie season. Third-round pick Benny Logan has begun to make his move as well, earning first-team reps along the defensive line following an impressive preseason debut. Logan has displayed the versatility to play all three positions in the three-man front and should be an option as one of the two defensive tackles in nickel situations. Don't be surprised if he too earns a lot of playing time this season. And Logan also received praise from Chip Kelly, who said, "I think we feel like the D-line is starting to round into shape as a strength, thanks in part to Benny Logan's performance." Matt Barkley has been the third quarterback for the entirety of training camp thus far, while Michael Vick and Nick Foles have split the first team reps under center. But the rookie has remained diligent, insisting that he believes he's very much in the mix to start. Though it remains unlikely that the rookie will win that job entering the season, he remains very much a part of the plan for the Eagles' future, and he impressed Kelly with his first game. Kelly said of Barkley, "I think Matt has a great grasp of what we're doing. I thought once he settled down, he was pretty decisive." Fifth-round pick Earl Wolfe has been a mainstay in the rotation at safety, where defensive coordinator Bill Davis continues to find the right combination of players. Wolfe has worked occasionally with the first-team defense and has impressed with his tenacity and what Kerry Williams has described as an eagerness to learn. Special teams will also be a key indicator for Wolf's early impact, and he believes he's coming along well. He said, "I don't feel like I'm jumping ahead of myself at all. One day and one practice at a time, and hopefully I'll be where I want to be." The Eagles' trio of seventh-round picks are each still looking to make their mark. Cornerback Jordan Poyer has worked primarily as a nickel cornerback for the second and third team defense, while also working as a punt returner. Special teams play will be key for his chances of making the roster. Defensive linemen Joe Kruger and David King are still looking to gain their footing in the NFL as they push for roster spots. To date, however, they've been overshadowed by an undrafted rookie, Alabama's Damian Square, who was praised by Coach Kelly as one of the standout players from the preseason opener. Square has been bumped up to the second team on the heels of that performance. A few other undrafted rookies are making their case for roster spots or, at the very least, practice squad consideration. Wide receiver Russell Shepard began camp quickly and remains in the mix for a roster spot as the Eagles look for depth at the position. Inside linebacker Jake Knott has stood out on occasion and could provide consistency behind D'Amico Ryans and Michael Kendricks. Offensive lineman Matt Tobin has earned second-team reps at left tackle and has a chance for a roster spot as well. Even running back Matthew Tucker has flashed on occasion as he competes with veteran Felix Jones. And so the early returns for the Eagles' 2013 rookie class have already been quite impressive.
from a first-day starter in Lane Johnson all the way down to a crop of impressive rookie free agents, the Eagles have already gotten some pretty impressive bang for their rookie buck. But there's three preseason games remaining and the entire full long regular season ahead, and we can't wait to find out which rookies stick and which ones really impress for this Eagles team.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
How to awesome a road game. Step one, work the Saturday shift. Step two, go to Xfinity.com/TV to watch your team live. Step three, show your support in any way you can. Awesome is the most live sports with Xfinity TV. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro here, Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Time for some phone calls. 215-320-5170, the telephone number. What do you want to see on Thursday night against the Carolina Panthers? Camille in New Hampshire starts us off today. Hey, Camille.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's going on?
I have two questions I would like to know.
Go ahead.
The first question is about faith. What do you really think? Be honest.
About?
The safety.
About Vic? About Chip? About Chip Kelly. What I think about Chip Kelly is that I'm very impressed with everything I've seen to date. And I want to see how this coaching staff makes the transition, the adjustments, the corrections defensively. You know, here's the thing, Camille. When I see, and I was talking to Brian Baldinger about this today, when I see the way Michael Vick has come out and has looked so amazingly comfortable in the offense, that speaks to Chip's ability to teach, to get the players to understand what he's trying to have them do. It speaks to his ability to make it as simple as possible for players. So how could I not be... I mean, this play, I was jumping out of my shoes when I saw the throw to DeSean Jackson. Love what Chip has done so far. At the same time, I recognize that there are some areas, and some very major areas, the Eagles need to improve upon.
All right. So the question is, did you read or did you heard about the comment that Kerry Williams said?
No. About being tough?
Yes.
About fighting? Yeah, I mean, thank you so much, Camille, for the call. Yeah, let me speak to that. In general, I don't like players calling out other players. I don't think it really serves the purpose. I do think that everybody here recognizes that the defense has to be better. The defense has to be tougher, more physical. They've got to sell out. They've got to tackle. So my experience, Camille, tells me that over the years when they've had been challenged, the media players rise to the occasion. So I want to see the Eagles rise to the occasion on Thursday night against the Carolina Panthers. Mario in New Jersey joins us in Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Yeah. Hey, Mario, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Dave? This is my second time calling.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I just got a question. What's your opinion about the whole Kerry Williams comment about the Eagles' toughness?
Kerry, you tell me, Mario, because I think the Eagles do need to tackle more. I don't like players calling other players out in the media, but the Eagles do need to tackle better. They do need to be tougher on defense. They do need to be more physical on defense. What do you think, Mario?
I definitely do. I wish like it could go back to like Brian Dawkins days. I agree with what he said, but he shouldn't have said it through the media, but they definitely do have to be a little more intimidating.
There we go. Mario, thank you. Thanks for the call. I think everybody understands on defense, and we'll talk to Bradley Fletcher about it here in just a moment, but they got to tackle better. Now, was it an alignment problem? Was it just a tempo thing? Was it just we're in the preseason, we're not quite ready to get this thing going? Got to step up to the plate on Thursday night. And if the Eagles rise to the occasion on Thursday, then everybody's back on track. Ryan in Georgia joins us on Inside Training Camp. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, I just had a quick question. How is Foles going to step up and show that he can beat Michael Vick?
Here's my thing, Ryan. In your mind, who's got the lead at quarterback?
I'd have to say Vick. I mean, he fits Chip Kelly's offense better, and, I mean, you can do anything with him.
Well, the only thing, thanks for the call, Ryan. The only thing I would say right now is the only reason I think that Vick has the lead is because he's thrown the ball down the field and made the big play. And in this drive, I think Nick did a great job taking everything, you know, completing the intermediate passes, hitting Bryce Brown across the middle, running for the little opening that he had. I like this rollout here, Jason Avant, a catch and a first down. I think Nick's next step is to throw the ball down the field. And it's really the same with Matt Barkley. Throw the ball down the field and let's stretch the defense. Let's get a big play. And I think these two quarterbacks right now are very much neck and neck. All right, Shane in Delaware joins us on Inside Training Camp. Shane, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Quick question for you. Who do you feel has a better chance to make the roster, Russell Shepard or Afani Momo?
I would probably tell you right now that it would be Russell Shepard. Thanks for the call, Shane. I think Ifeanyi Momoh, when you watch him, you see that 2 years away from the game, it's really made it difficult for him to just get into that groove, right? He got pushed off the line of scrimmage a little bit. He's got to use his hands better, got to avoid the jam. Russell Shepard, to me, you can play him inside. I'm not sure if he's got the speed to go outside yet. Familiarity in the offense. I like the way he's catching the football. I'd say at this point, Russell Shepard. But beyond those two, Greg Salas right now is your fifth receiver. And then we take a look at Jeff Mail and see what he does. All right, final call of this segment. How can we end a segment without hearing from Zomp, the Zompster, Zompy from New York? How you doing, buddy?
How about those birds, baby?
Love it.
Listen, man, amped up today, baby. Amped up. Like always.
Like always, exactly.
Listen, man. Listen, I'm very excited. I think this offense, you know, I mean, listen, first preseason game, let's not get overly, you know, crazy about what's going on. It's very vanilla in my opinion. But I like what I see on offense. Offensive line looks, you know, good. Could even get better in my opinion. I just can't wait for the season, man. And just, you know, the defense, you know, it's a little scary, but I believe that it's all fixable, and come September, we're going to be a force to reckon with, baby.
All right. Hey, Zompy, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
Who wins the starting quarterback job?
Michael Vick.
Who is the Eagles? Give me the Eagles running back rotation, 1 through 3.
Shady Bryce Polk.
Okay. Who's the Eagles' fifth wide receiver?
Man. I'm going to go Salas.
Okay. And defensively, what do you think?
Defensively, man, I mean, it's like I said, it's like it's not really a scheme. It's very vanilla, but I just think that the tackling's still an issue. I think, like everybody says, the gaps, nobody filling their gaps in is wrong. And no, but I just want to see who's going to pressure this quarterback. And I know it's the first game, you can't really tell, but and they weren't scheming. But I'm very interested to see who's going to be rushing this quarterback, because to me, when you pressure the quarterback, it helps the secondary out. But I want to see fundamentals, you know, being, you know, taking care of business where we're tackling and doing good things. But I just think it's too premature to say anything yet.
Okay. Hey, Zompy, get your butt down here this year.
Yes, sir. Opening day, I'm there, baby.
All right, man.
All right, man.
All right, Zompy.
Take care.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for the phone calls today, guys. Keep in mind here, now, no starting rotation has been named, but Benny Logan in line to start at the nose tackle or the five technique end, and also Earl Wolf in line, perhaps, to start at one of the safety spots. That is very, very exciting. Young team, hungry. What I want to see on defense, guys, girls, Eagles fans, I want to see intensity, fire, everybody going to the football. When we return, we're still talking defense. Cornerback Bradley Fletcher in studio. He'll talk about game number two against the Panthers and how he feels this Eagles defense is stacking up right now. All of that and more coming your way on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
How to awesome a road game. Step one, work the Saturday shift. Step two, go to Xfinity.com/TV to watch your team live. Step 3. Show your support in any way you can. Awesome is the most live sports with Xfinity TV. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Are going to get into the crazy mind of a cornerback. Bradley Fletcher joins us in studio. You're not crazy, are you?
No, I'm not too crazy.
Don't you have to kind of be a little crazy, though, to play a position that when you make a mistake, the whole world sees you?
Yeah, one of the things with cornerback, you have to have a short-term memory because, you know, good things going to happen, bad things going to happen, but you always got to go to the next play.
And how did you learn that, though, Bradley? At what age did you say, you know what, I'm not going to hold on to this thing?
You know, I've been playing sports for a long time, and it's just something I got growing up.
And, how about confidence comes with that? I mean, you're all about confidence every play.
Yeah, you gotta be confident every play. You gotta know you're gonna make the play, but you know, if things go a different direction, then you gotta be able to go to the next play.
All right, we got the Carolina Panthers coming to town on Thursday. Steve Smith, Brandon LaFell, a bunch of receivers that do a lot of things very well with a quarterback who can break the pocket. So this is a good challenge for the defense,
yes,
remaining disciplined, mm-hmm, and not allowing Cam Newton or whoever's playing quarterback at the time when they break the pocket to give up coverage.
Yes, we have to be disciplined. We have to be in the right spots, you know, have our run angles and stay in our coverages because he can also throw the ball while he's on a run. So we're going to have to be all on point here when we go and play on Thursday night.
What do you get out of a preseason game?
You know, we're getting the full tempo of, you know, of the running and the tackling and the game feel, the getting back into it. Because I know, I mean, season's been over since last year.
Right.
So now we're all getting back into everything. And it's very fun right now to get on the field. And we're all looking forward to Thursday.
What was Coach Davis like? Look, the first game performance, I don't think anybody was particularly happy with the way the defense played. What's, mm-hmm, been the message this week?
You know, this week is to be better. We are going to be better, and we're going to get out here on Thursday and show that we're better than what we did last week.
Do you think guys are a little backs up against the wall, kind of hearing all the criticism that people are giving the defense?
We know as a unit ourselves that we can do better than what we did, so that's what we're going to go into this game.
So you don't let all the outside stuff,
yeah,
get to you at all?
No.
It's true. When a player does something that isn't up to the standards that you want,
mm-hmm,
nobody knows it better than the player.
Yeah, it wasn't to our standards.
Yeah.
So that's how we're looking at it.
How's camp going for you, Bradley?
Oh, it's going well. We're gelling right now, and we're doing a lot of things to get ourselves ready to play at a high level. So that's what we've been doing in practice, and we're going to put it on game tape.
I think the last time we spoke, it was early on, and it was just learning kind of the very basics of what, mm-hmm, the coaches want you to do. Is it a lot different than other stuff that you've been taught?
It's a lot of the same things. There's only so many things you could do, right. And X's and O's, but you know, it's all for a game plan. We're all doing things the right way right now, so we're going to continue with it.
Okay, a couple questions for you here. Man or zone, does it matter to you?
No.
Big receiver, little receiver, does it matter to you?
Well, I'm used to playing on the outside, so I'll probably have to stay with the bigger receivers.
Okay.
Yes.
Covering a more difficult play, a slant, a go, a fade on a touchdown, on a red zone throw. Which is a more kind of challenging kind of coverage for you? Or route
probably
to cover.
The red zone, because it could be back shoulder or it could be to the pile line.
The back shoulder pass is, yeah, all of a sudden in the last couple of years here.
Yeah,
it's like in vogue. So what, yeah, what can you possibly do on a back shoulder pass?
So in the red zone, you kind of got to think both of them might be coming, the back shoulder or the one towards the corner of the end zone. So you have to really got to play through the receiver, and if you could turn and see the ball, then that would be good as well.
I'm going to knock on wood here and just say that you've played well here in the preseason through training camp here. You're, mm-hmm, stayed healthy. I mean, yes, this all must be very encouraging to you.
Yes, you know, not to have any injuries that's dwelling or anything that's going on with me right now, it feels great. I feel healthy. I feel, I feel good about going to play on Thursday, and looking forward to it.
Do you feel a lot of confidence coming from the coaching staff with regard to how you're playing?
Oh, yeah. We're feeling good. I'm feeling confident. We're confident about what we're doing and looking forward to Thursday.
Good. Speed of preseason versus regular season? A lot of difference?
It's a lot the same.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have to say it's a lot the same because, I mean, you're competing every time you go out on the field, so the difference is really not too different.
Now, Bradley, have you settled down in the Philadelphia area? Mm-hmm. You're good to go. So when training camp is over each day, you're able to go home.
Yes.
And that's a nice thing.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to sleep in your bed.
Yeah, it is.
It makes you wake up on these rainy mornings, fresh, come into the NovaCare Complex and get ready to go practice today, and then the, mm-hmm, Carolina Panthers on Thursday night. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it is.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We're going to be watching you, Bradley Fletcher, in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, in celebration of over 75 years of our Government Employees Insurance Company,
or GEICO, as most of you know it,
I propose savings for everyone.
I'm talking hundreds here, and furthermore...
Breaking news, the GEICO is demanding free pudding.
And political parties that are actual parties, with cake and presents.
Ah, that was good. It's too bad nobody could hear me.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News and World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
Good notes. That's where you use that sideline, okay?
The Journey returns on Wednesday. Do not miss it. It's a journey, a chronicle of six players making their way through training camp, hoping to survive until the end and earn a spot on this 53-man roster. Included on the journey, Chris Polk, Earl Wolf, Jason Kelce, Ifeanyi Moma, Derek Carrier, and Jordan Poyer. Make sure you tune in tomorrow on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Journey, it is must-watch video from PhiladelphiaEagles.com staff. And the guys do a great job with that and really take you not only behind the scenes but into the minds of these players with what they go through on a daily basis, the pressures, the ups, the downs, everything associated with the summer rigor of training camp. All right, let's go into the locker room now, talk to some players. Rookie right tackle Lane Johnson back with the Eagles after the birth of his child. He talks about that incredible experience as we kick off from the locker room.
David Jace Johnson. Yeah, mine's David Lane, so we just decided to keep the first name, just change the middle name. So, football's been you know pretty steady. When the baby came out, you know, it was kind of have a shock factor there for a little bit. So I'm still trying to get adjusted to that, and you know, fatherhood, and so wife and kid come out here in about a week. So looking forward to it. Well, when I'm here, I mean, it's all football, and in between my breaks, you know, check my phone, you know, call my wife, you know, see how everything's going. So just try to balance it in between. I graded out pretty well, but my deal is, you know, that game's over with. Got to move on to the next game because, I mean, if you get too, you know, too happy about the game that you just played, you go into the next game and get rocked. So my deal is I'm trying to be a consistent player and, you know, like I told him, not get too high, not, you know, not get too low, just be consistent.
Well, we'd like the first play not to be a 60-yard run. That's the first thing. You'd like to improve. We'd like to be better across the board. At the linebacker position, at the you know in the secondary and up front, across the board, just improve. You know, less missed assignments. Obviously, we should hopefully can get out there and tackle a little better too. Well, I've done more tackling here than I've ever done in a training camp. We're not doing tackling in 11-on-11. We do tackling drills, which you know is my first time ever doing that in the NFL. So that is being done in practice, and I think it will be better this week. Practicing is something. I mean, tackling is just something you have to do and want to do. And I think, you know, guys saw the tape, and I think their attitudes will be right going into this week. Well, there's plenty of tackling being practiced here, is my experience here compared to other teams. But I don't even know. I think you tackle when you want to tackle. And I think if guys, you know, come with the right attitude, you know, you're not going to see very many form tackles, technique tackles. You just get the guy down. And if you want to get him down, you'll get him down. I mean, there was missed tackles because guys were in wrong positions, which made the tackles a lot harder. You had a lot of open field tackles, which, you know, those tackles are harder. I mean, you need to fill the holes at the right time to not give the running back that kind of space. So that can change, which will help the tackling. And then, you know, guys' attitudes need to change and be ready to, you know, make the tackle.
I just come out and work, man. I don't even worry about where I am. Just go out and work and, you know, do what they ask you to do.
Yeah, we're getting there. Like I said, you know, there's a few things we got to clean up. That's what we've been doing all week. And the rest of this training camp, that's what we're going to be doing, just trying to clean everything up so we can, you know, play instinctively and not think at all. It's something that we needed to work on. And that's something you, as a defense, you always are working on it. Even in practice when you're not tackling, you're coming to, you know, you're coming to contact and getting your feet right and, you know, getting your steps down. And it's all fundamental stuff. So it's definitely something we need to improve on. And, you know, we're just going to keep working.
That's the key thing to a pass rush is all about get off.
Is it a point of pride how many different places they lined you up?
Yeah, you know, we just, you know, like I said in the beginning, you know, the coaching staff obviously got a plan for me, and I'm just, you know, just very humble to be a part of that, and I just got to keep working, you know. I got a long way to go, should I say, you know what I mean? I mean, just got to go out there and have fun, you know what I mean? It's all part of the game. Just go out there and have fun. Rely on what you did this offseason, you know, to carry it on to the field, and I put my faith into how hard I worked this offseason. And then now it's just, you know, it's just time to, a matter of me to show and prove what I can do.
I just try to come out here and practice at a high level, you know, run back and forth to each drill, attack the drills, you know, and practice at a high level. You know, I'm one of those guys that, you know, the place I come from, I only know one way, and that's hit the practice field running and run the whole time you're on the practice field, you know. So I try to do that, you know, and that motivates guys. Guys motivate me, you know, when it's a day that I'm down. You know, I see a guy on the hop, make sure you get on the hop. So you kind of want to be contagious with good effort. It's the only way I know how to play defense. You know, as a defensive player, you got to come out there with a mindset that I'm going to start whatever comes at me. You know, we as a defense, you're kind of a reactor, you know, and once you see what you got, then you go attack it. And as a defense, we're trying to, you know, create an identity, you know, what we know we're going to get out of the guys that surround you, you know, and that's the focus. You know, you want to show up on game day and know what your team is going to bring to the table, at least on your side of the ball, and that's what we're trying to do for one another. Physicality, you know, intensity, rage, you know, control chaos.
We go from the locker room now to a different kind of playing field. The Eagles in the community on this Tuesday and working with a group that really working with the entire city of Philadelphia to make things better a dilapidated football field in North Philadelphia will soon become a field of dreams. City Hall, Philadelphia was the scene on Tuesday as the Eagles took part in a collaborative city effort to bring a field of dreams to some kids from both St. Joe's Prep and the Blackhawks Youth Football League. The Eagles provided a $200,000 grant from the NFL Grassroots Field Grant Program to help renovate an existing field at J. Bernie Crum Stadium in North Philadelphia. Eagles president Don Smolenski proud to be part of the event.
For the kids, the field at 11th and Cecil B. Moore will be a place to play, to dream, to achieve, and to be a part of a team. For the parents, it will be a place to gather together, to relax, to talk, and to cheer on our kids. For the Blackhawks and St. Joe's Prep, championship caliber teams will soon have a championship caliber field. Congratulations.
The $2.5 million restoration encompasses a partnership between the City of Philadelphia, St. Joseph's Prep, Philadelphia Local Initiative Support Corporation, and the Philadelphia Eagles. The field is the home of the Blackhawks football team, the 2010 Pop Warner National Football Champions, and the revitalization fulfills a promise that Mayor Michael Nutter made to the team.
It's one thing to make a promise and a commitment, and certainly I think for all of us, especially with our young people, if we promise our young people something, we should come through, whatever it is.
The grass football field will be replaced with new artificial turf, which will encompass the entire playing surface, including the baseball field in the southeast corner of the lot. New field goal posts and a scoreboard will be installed, as well as new paving, fencing, and landscaping. It was an effort that took years in the making, but that left everyone happy at the end. All right, good stuff there. Lots of smiles and a great day for the Eagles off the field and for the City of Philadelphia. Everybody coming together to make that happen. That'll do it for today's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Stay tuned tonight. We've got the Eagles update for you. On Thursday, complete coverage of preseason game number 2, the Eagles and the Panthers, culminating with our postgame show live from Lincoln Financial Field. Make sure you tune in to the Eagles postgame show presented by Rico. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us today. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.